The issue of mental health is a perennial one, and it's fantastic that it's being talked about much more than it ever was in years and decades past. My next guest in studio is perfect to talk to about this issue because it is timely. It's always timely. Gabrielle Gill is the manager of Headspace Cairns. Gabby, welcome to the King Review.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, as I said, such an important issue, and the fact that we're able to talk about it on radio, we're able to continue the awareness and discuss the issues of mental health, I think is just so important. Give us a quick snapshot for listeners who may not be aware of the work that your team at Headspace does. Give us a quick snapshot of Headspace. What do you do? Who can access the service?
Sure. So we are a mental health service for young people aged 12 to 25 here in Cairns. Young people can self-refer to our service, or parents can phone up, grandparents can phone up and make a referral as long as they have the consent of a young person.
And so does Headspace provide some of that crisis type support? Is it psychology support?
Yeah, so we don't do crisis support as such. We're more of a mild to moderate mental health service. Mm-hmm. So if a young person is having difficulties with anxiety or depression, having difficulties with relationships, whether they be at school or at home, we can support with that. Mm-hmm. So majority of young people that come to Headspace, it's a free service. They can be seen by one of our intake team. And then if they need any more sessions, then we support that young person in getting a mental health treatment plan and having up to 10 sessions with a psychologist.
Well, I won't pressure you to discuss politics. That's probably not why you're here. But there was some good news for mental health programs and awareness, including mm-hmm. Headspace, in this week's federal budget. So that's great. Talk to us, Gabby, about the demand for Headspace. I was interested to talk to you. I think I bumped into you at a cafe not too long ago, and you were saying that the COVID period, as people were locked down, they were confined mm-hmm. a lot to their homes. They weren't able to socialize and bounce off their friends and their network. What was the demand like for Headspace services during COVID, and what's it been like in the last couple of months?
Yeah, so during COVID, we noticed a significant increase in demand for our services, which was really challenging because, you know, we want to see everyone and everyone in a timely manner. Before COVID, our wait list was 1 to 2 months. So we would get young people in to be seen and start therapy within that 4 to 8 week mark. Unfortunately now, during COVID and after COVID, we're looking at a 4 to 5 month wait for a psychologist.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? And I'm sure I remember hearing the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, this week talk about this is a problem nationwide.
It is.
Psychology services, counsellors, there's an absolute shortage. So that wait list.
Yep.
But that's staggering, isn't it? That's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. And it puts a lot of pressure on young people. It puts a lot of pressure on families. It puts pressure on services. So, yeah, we're just trying to do the best we can and really get that message out there that there is a wait. These are the things that you can do if you're struggling to wait. But please just get in contact with us or emergency services if it gets to that.
What are some of the things that, I guess, for parents and for grandparents listening, what are some practical things that I guess families can and carers can do that they should keep an eye out for? This is sort of very broad, more general advice, but what, as a parent or a grandparent, what can you look for, and what can you do if you think that something's not quite right?
Yeah, so I think the signs that we try and encourage families to look for, particularly if they're not aware or familiar with mental health and what that actually looks like, but if you notice that your young person is isolating more, sort of hanging out in their room or not really coming out, you know, that lack of communication, not enjoying things like they used to do, that's, you know, they can be subtle but significant things that we look for as mental health clinicians. So if you're a parent or a grandparent or a family member of any young person that you think might be going through a tough time, I guess the biggest thing that we would encourage is communication. So spending that time with the young person and opening up those channels of communication and trying to find out what the issues are and if there can be anything done in the home, in the school or at work to alleviate. We've just gone through a pandemic. We're all in the same boat. And some people can deal with this sort of thing better than others. So I guess drawing on those strengths and just letting young people know that everything, you know, will eventually be okay. Mm. But, you know, what can we do to build the resilience of young people?
In the meantime.
Yeah.
And not to overload or overburden Headspace, given the workload you've already got. But if a parent or a grandparent isn't sure, is there a way or should they contact Headspace?
Yeah, so we've got a really great Headspace National website. So we have a local Cairns one, but we also have a Headspace National website. And if anyone wants to jump online and chat with a Headspace space clinician, they can do that, or they can call our local centre. And we'd be more than happy to give them information, point them in the right direction, and have a discussion about what's going on for their young person at this point in time and see if we're the right service for them.
And let us know, what are those, the web address and the phone number people can check out?
Yeah, so headspacecairns.org.au, and our phone number is 4041 3780.
You mentioned there, I'm speaking here with Gabrielle Gill, she's the manager of Headspace Cairns. You mentioned there that you guys look after, I guess, people from kids from 12 up to 25. What are you seeing younger kids, more and more younger kids accessing this the service? What's the average age, for example?
Yeah, so I guess our average age has been pretty consistent. 14 to 17 year olds are the majority of young people that access our service. And then after that, it's 17 to 21. So it's that teenage years, sort of early adult years, which is good, because we're all about early intervention and prevention. So if we can engage a young person and have a really good engagement and provide support within the first 3 to 4 sessions, then they have a better chance of moving forward, getting the right skills, and having a better chance at mental health.
Now we've both got young kids, and you of course see clients I guess under that 16 age bracket. Are kids these resilience is a bit of a buzzword, and I mean, are kids less resilient perhaps than previous generations? I know that's a bit of a generalization.
I guess that's a tricky one. You know, you hear about the older generation talking about, you know, how easy, you know, kids these days have got it, and how hard it was back in the day and stuff like that. I think each generation has its own challenges. You know, they've got social media.
And bullying,
bullying is huge.
Online bullying, messaging is
and
frightening.
It's just, and it's just constant. Like, I feel like, you know, like, I don't know about your children, but mine, you know, they want everything now. Like, there's no... and I think everything comes now. So whether it's the bullying, the school, the social media, you know, everything is just all happening at once, it feels like. So, yeah, that's a real tricky one. And I think, each generation is faced with its own challenges. And I think each generation has skills that perhaps maybe the other one didn't develop.
And I think the key message, I guess, what you've touched on in this chat is, particularly for parents and grandparents, is open lines of communication. If you think something's not quite right, engage the young person in whatever way that is. But as you said, though, if you do need more advice or you're a little bit unsure, hit up the Headspace website or give you guys a call.
Absolutely.
Look, it's fantastic to have you on, Gabby. I think it's such an important topic. I think it's great that we were talking off air that, you know, mental health has been around for as long as there have been humans, no doubt. It's just that now, I guess, it is becoming much more of an open conversation rather than the taboo or the stigma around mental health. So let's keep that conversation going. Gabby Gill from Headspace Cairns, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thank you, Gavin.